There's food going out, but there's plenty left behind at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on South Broadway. Come by and see us. Josh is working. I wish Brad could have been here today. It would have been a lot of fun with him, but oh well. Anyway, Matt Stell is here. Neil Tate is here, our engineer, Gary Horn. It takes a cast of thousands to put a radio show on the air when we come downtown. We're going to talk to
takes a village.
Summer Santa here in a minute. I want to tell him what I want for Christmas, although he did already come up a little bit short on the one big thing I wanted, which was a $626 million Powerball, which apparently is going to somebody in California and somebody in Georgia. And I hope y'all enjoy it. Yeah. Y'all got my Powerball.
Every time you say Summer Santa, I think you're about to say, we're gonna talk to Summer Sanders.
You wish.
And I'm like, really? I hope we FaceTime her.
Well, let me tell you something about Summer Sanders. She ain't going to get you what you want for Christmas.
That's right.
Unless you want Summer Sanders for Christmas. She's more of a New Year's kind of gal to me.
Oh, okay.
The happy hour begins at 3. They go till 5 at this location, as well as the location in Benton, which is owned by the same folks, Josh and Brad, and the whole fine crew over here. So half-off smoothies during happy hour every day at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And, again, you're going to eat a lot of stuff you should not eat. I encourage you to eat it, but you know you shouldn't. So why not do something good for your body?
Yeah.
Get yourself a smoothie. Get yourself a wrap. Get yourself something healthy. You know, they've got some fantastic flatbreads as well. And they have fresh salads if you want to go that route. So if you are like everybody else and you eat stuff you're not supposed to eat, you might as well get yourself something good and healthy leading up to Christmas. I need a new blue pen because I just broke my clip off, Santa.
We can't have nothing. They don't make it like they used to.
Say hi to Summer Santa, who's going to be here today. Granting wishes and wishing everybody well. How are you?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling positive about the whole situation. I feel like we can get some coupons out to the public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. See, that's the Christmas spirit right there. Coupons on your smoothies.
And I'll see what I can do about getting you a new pen for Christmas.
Thank you. It's probably easier to come up with than a winning Powerball ticket.
Most likely.
So you're going to be here all day today?
I'm going to be here until 1 o'clock.
Is Mrs. Summer Claus nice to you, or does she ever rant at you? Because we just played a fantastic rant from an angry coach.
Well, every once in a while I get into trouble with Mrs. Claus, but I show up with a nice big smoothie, and that really calms the situation down.
That's good. Well, when you're at the which pole do you go to?
we're live broadcasting on the air, right?
Right. So which where does Mrs. Claus like to go in the summertime? Where does she like to vacation?
We do a lot of hanging out in L.A. We've got a place on the beach there.
Nice.
There's no beach in Camden.
He doesn't mean Lower Arkansas.
The
other L.A.
I stand corrected.
The second-rate L.A., not right. Compared to, yeah. Ain't no duck hunting there, son, but it's a fine place. Get some people who look like ducks after going to a plastic surgeon, but different deal.
Yeah.
I would not have pegged Mrs. Claus as a Cali gal.
Well, yeah, that's our second home. And we haven't been going back as often because there's this ongoing dispute with the California Highway Patrol.
Oh. They don't like you running your sleigh down the highway or what?
Well, I maintain that if it's me and the sleigh with the 8 tiny reindeer, that we qualify for the carpool lane, but the Highway Patrol doesn't always see that. They just see me and in the sleigh, and that's only one person. But I say, hey, my reindeer can talk.
They can fly.
Right. But that just doesn't go over well with
them. Doesn't go over well on the 405.
It does not. It absolutely does not.
As far as I'm concerned, you get HOV privileges 24/7.
Yeah, it's Summer Santa. Come on, man.
There's several Highway Patrol that are on the naughty list this year because of that.
Oh. Yeah, there's one dude you do not want irritated, Santa.
That's right.
Summer or otherwise.
Oh, you're going to boot the sleigh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to boot that sleigh.
For you get a cold smoothie, sucker.
All right then.
That's it. Bad move.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, that's one of the things about LA. It's you come out after working out, and then there's a parking ticket stuck onto Rudolph's antler. And
that's just rude.
You're just gonna respect.
I know.
And so I've been considering maybe going to New Orleans or someplace like that that's a little bit more
oysters
southern.
Oysters are better.
There's no question.
Yeah, so
much friendlier down there.
Yeah, I can dump the South North Pole in Malibu at since there's a housing bubble going on right there. I can dump it for more than I paid for it. So uh, So, yeah, we're looking at other locations because of ongoing highway patrol. It's just
Santa's smart with his money.
Oh, he's good. He's an investment guru. He is.
Right. But, you know, this time that I've spent here in this in Little Rock, I'm very impressed. Little Rock's come a long way. And, you know, we've got how many tropical smoothies now? Like five?
Bunch.
A bunch, but not enough.
And this location here on Broadway is spectacular. It's in the old YMCA building. It's a 1920s building.
It's fantastic. It is really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. The tile work is amazing. They've got the exposed brick, the ceilings, a little courtyard out there. It's very New Orleans. It's
very, very chic.
It is very New Orleans.
Yeah.
And
except it smells better in here than the streets
of
New Orleans.
It does not smell like shellfish and excrement.
Right.
Or shellfish excrement,
right,
which is also good.
And the frozen drinks here are way more healthy than the ones get on Bourbon Street.
That's right.
No rum in the Hurricanes here.
You just come on around the corner to my black van, and we sell a little additive.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mr. White. We'll be here till 1. They are here beyond that. Again, happy hour 3 of 5. And come by and see Summer Santa. He'll be here for the duration, and you're handing out coupons.
I'm handing out coupons.
Coupons!
And, come take a break from all that fried food and fudge and get something healthy in your system.
Yeah. Fudge, smudge, that's what I say, Santa.
That's right. Well, you know, as my grandmother always used to say, you've had worse things in your mouth.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did.
That's interesting. They're not listening. You got to have a favorite. What's your favorite reindeer?
My favorite reindeer? Rudolph, you know.
Really?
With the nose.
So bright.
Yes, the nose so bright. He knows all the ins and outs of the reindeer games. Mm-hmm. He's got me home in a couple of tight pinches. So, you know.
I'm a Prancer guy myself.
Prancer,
big fan.
I'm a Prancer guy.
I did see the, doesn't feel very manly, but you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with who I am. I took my kid to Frozen and I cried. And we're both dudes. I saw a thing that there was a local reporter in L.A. back in your neck of the woods. She was asking, she went and interviewed the Lakers, and she asked them all if they knew all the names of the reindeer. One guy got like 5, which is pretty good. Paul Gasol, who I don't expect him to do real well, I guess, but although I think they celebrate Christmas in Spain also, but he threw a roof.
In Spain.
He threw a Rufus out there.
Rufus?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
And the reporter's like, yeah, I like it. A reindeer with a little soul. I'm cool with that. Little Rufus.
I can name them all just from the song.
You know,
right off the head of the song.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, anyway, apparently you were raised a little different than some of the L.A. Lakers were.
Yeah, I was not raised in Spain.
Kobe knows all the reindeer in Italian, so he's got that going for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Summer Santa, we'll let you get back to it. We appreciate you and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a happy day here at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good luck on your move.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I think that's a huge, huge step in the right direction. Let me get a couple favorite rants in here, and we will talk a little Razorbacks. By the way, Hogs on the court tomorrow in North Little Rock, or Northwest Arkansas, rather, Bud Walton. North Little Rock on Saturday against South Alabama. It's Tennessee Martin in Fayetteville tomorrow. Hi, Greg.
I'm a man.
Oh, he likes the Mike Gundy.
There we go, Mike Gundy in the house.
If you fast forward 10 years, I guess it's been since he's done that, or 5 years, whatever it's been. You don't expect that from him now.
No, that's true.
That's right.
I expect him to take the job at Texas now.
Also, where can we get the Powerball song?
It's on my Twitter, and you can also get it on Matt Stell's. Go ahead.
You can go, my Twitter, at Matt Stell Music. Facebook/Matt Stell. Those are your and you can get it from the Buzz thing there. I will tell you that that the versions on my social media are all, they have the H word bleeped out because my daddy made me feel guilty about it.
Well, it is the holiday season. You're not supposed to be swearing.
Well, yeah. But anyway, I hope that answers your question. The Buzz has the dirty version.
Come after me. I'm a man. All right, guys.
I'm 40.
Thanks, Greg. I'm 40. I promise you, April 6, 2014, at 11:59, as we roll into the midnight hour, April 7th, I will be doing the Mike Gundy rant somewhere in Vegas.
Get you a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Have some.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
The thing about that rant that makes it so endearing is that he's, you know, sort of taken up for a place. He's doing the exact opposite of what Barry Hinson did.
Thank you.
Now, I think, though, I think now in this day and age, we're getting to the point where we can sort of separate rants in the categories, like the ones that are media-specific, media-targeted,
yep.
The ones that are aimed at a team, and the ones, my favorite rants, like the ones that are aimed against the opposite coach. Like, it's coming to mind is Don Chaney at Temple.
Yeah.
When he got into it with that other coach.
Calipari. The problem is he didn't punch him.
And they were
he
on
tried.
They were on the podium. Now, that was a classic.
That was good. Here's I hate to have to do this, but I will. I got to take up for my friends in the media, especially if you're just out there being a jerk trying to intimidate in front of everybody.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you get in a private setting and you're the coach and I'm the reporter and you didn't like something I said and you want to get in my face and you want to have a discussion
right.
or a heated debate sure. about it. But to just get out there and use your soapbox to try to embarrass that
That's
reporter,
right.
totally unacceptable.
That's right.
Urban Meyer did it to some kid down in Florida, and the guy's reporting the deal. I thought it was fair. I remember the story now.
Yeah.
And Urban went after him at a it was before the press conference actually, and you can hear something backing up in the background, but he's going off on the guy like just Mr. Intimidation. Oh yeah, you're tough. You're picking on a reporter.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple of reporters telling the coaches to F off.
Yeah.
To get back even. Because the bottom line is, you're a person too, and while you're there to cover them, you don't have to take the abuse.
Right.
This Mike Gundy rant, the only problem I have with it is the way he did it and the fact that it was directed at a female reporter. Totally inappropriate setting. I have no problem with the rant. It was awesome.
Right.
But I like when they more get frustrated with the way things are going and they look at it as a communal issue as the team.
Sure.
Coaches failed, players failed. Calling players out by name, blaming your coaches individually. Not so good, but it is fun to see a frustrated coach.
Yeah, one more time, you're on the center.
Yeah,
I'd go ahead. Give me a little more. This is the Urban Meyer one.
Right, do it. You did it. Do one more time, you're on the center. Is not welcome here ever again. Is that clear?
Clear
yes or no?
Urban, come on, don't make it. No, that's fine. I'll play by rules.
What's that?
I'll play by rules, but all I was doing was quoting the guy, and I'm not. I don't think I was the only one. I mean,
you're a bad guy.
Thanks, Irvin. Appreciate that.
You're a bad guy, he says. Okay, turn that off. Could somebody please get the scissor lift down? I'm trying to have lunch at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. The most annoying sound in the world. Backing up trucks and scissor lift coming down.
That's right. I tell you, one of my, to your point about a reporter sticking up for themselves, there's one where Jim Boeheim, who I'm a Boeheim guy. I would love to go play college basketball and stay in a 2-3 zone for 4 years. That sounds awesome. But Boeheim was being a total DB, and
he went after Andy Katz.
Was Andy Katz the one in the
yes.
room? And Andy Katz did not back down one little tiny bit. Andy Katz. No, I asked you a question. That's a fine, and you could tell Boeheim was sort of.
I think there was a couple incidents because he's cantankerous all the time.
Yeah,
he's always grouchy.
Right.
Hey, you just won the national title. How do you feel? I'm not that happy.
Why would you even ask me that? Next question.
This is the guy that said he didn't want to go to Disney World. The thought of going to Disney World was so horrible to him.
Yeah.
I hope we can keep winning so I don't have to do that.
That's right. I hope we can keep getting Michael Carter Williams is in here to run the point at 6-7 and get out and get steals that can't nobody else in the world get. And next question.
Do you have any Jimmy Boeheim, Matty T? These are all off the cup, by the way.
When you make Final Four, it's obviously right now it's a great reason to be happy. But if you don't win the Final Four, you'll be more unhappy than you would be if you'd lost today. That's the way I look at it. If I know I'm going to lose, I'd rather just lose now and get it over with, and I could go to Disney World tomorrow morning. I hate losing. You know, I've lost two final games, and it's not good. Not a good feeling.
He dropped in two Disney Worlds in 3 days in press conferences. That was the second one. The first one was he talked about how he didn't really want to go to Disney World.
Right.
So,
but hey, my coach just say what he wants if he lets me play zone for 40 minutes.
No doubt. Do you have the one where he goes after the reporter, Matt? See if you can find that. Let me take this call from Bill while you're looking for that. Hi, Bill.
Hey, somebody's probably already called in about this one, but my absolute favorite is Dan Hawkins whenever he was at Colorado. That's my absolute favorite coaching rant.
Dan Hawkins is great. It's the Big 12!
Oh, yeah.
Got your big boy pants on. Boy, things have not gone well for Dan Hawkins since then.
No, or Colorado football at any institution.
No, there's no doubt. All right, appreciate the call, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Man, there's another question but yours. You're an idiot and really a disloyal person. And a few other things I could add, but I'm not going to go there.
That was at Andy Katz. Andy Katz did something that I think is totally unethical, and this one was actually deserved. So I applaud Boeheim for calling him out in that setting because he deserved it there.
Then I'm thinking, yeah,
basically what happened was they had, and there may have been a different deal, and I think you're right. I know what you're talking about now. Well, there was there have been a couple deals where somebody calls somebody out and then they won't back down. It's pretty amusing. There's one with Calhoun too, but he Andy Katz had sat him down for an interview on the auspices of it being about Syracuse basketball, his career and success. Instead, he starts hammering him with Bernie Fine questions. My thing is, if you're going to ask about Bernie Fine, that's okay, but you got to clear it up in the front end. You got to let him be prepared for it and have his ducks in a row and give him the opportunity to say, I'm not going to discuss it. Don't bring it up to me. Right. Instead, it just makes Katz look like an idiot, and it makes Boeheim PO'd, and then he turns it back on you. You can't do that.
Yeah. It's the same thing that Jeremy Schapp did to
Pete Rose.
Well, no, he did. Well, yeah, but I'm thinking
that's
Bobby
Jim Gray.
Knight.
I'm thinking Jim Gray with Pete Rose.
I'm thinking of that Bobby Knight interview where he was like stalking him around his car and stuff and going through their trash.
Well, no, but they did the one where he actually sat down with him and he said, yeah, I know your dad.
He said, you got a whole lot way to go to be as good as your dad.
Yeah.
And that was the nicest thing.
And he
said,
thank you. And it's like, it's not a compliment, you little idiot.
Yeah.
Those are the guys. It's like your whole deal is getting under the skin of coaches that you're interviewing. I don't get that. And I normally like Katz fine, but that was pretty dumb to do that, especially if you want to continue to work in this business. Jim Gray can't get hit by a bus soon enough. I got no use for him at all. The best thing about Jim Gray that was ever said was Jason Whitlock was on our show one day. We were talking about Jim Gray, and he called him. And sometimes I confuse Jim with Schapp, but it was not Trey, but although. Anyway, and he said,
no.
Jim Gray, a defrocked sideline reporter, greatest slam ever. That was one of the greatest slaps of all time.
Jim Gray, Jeremy Schapp, Tom Rinaldi, I want them to start their own network that I can just completely avoid them, and they could have Stephen A. Smith on.
I dislike Tom Rinaldi in a totally different way. I don't think Tom Rinaldi's a bad guy. If anything, he's guilty of the opposite, sucking up to coaches.
Yeah, but I just get so tired of social inequality pieces being the centerpiece of everything we talk about on ESPN.
Well,
indefinitely, and they're the most guilty of it.
He has like a bed of music that he uses on every single piece, and whether it's a cancer victim surviving and triumph,
great
there's
stories.
A triumph, or if it's a social inequality piece, as you mentioned. I mean, there are so many different ways. The same crappy, sappy music that happens on all of them.
All they do is plug in new pictures of new people and tell the same story.
The crappy, sappy music you're about to hear is exactly the same as all the other stories you've ever heard from Tom Rinaldi. The names have been changed to make the story somewhat interesting.
This kid grew up without any chances. Then some more bad stuff happened. But they're okay with it. Back to you, Scott Van Pelt.
Yes, Tommy Smith once did a take on a Mark Evans story about baseball, and it would be applicable to a Tom Rinaldi piece. Cal Ripken Jr. was born with no arms and no legs, but he wanted to be a baseball star so badly that he grew arms and legs and went on to a Hall of Fame career with the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
That's a Tom Rinaldi piece.
It's the same thing, man. It has its place.
Michael.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great show.
Hey, bud. Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know if anybody has called in or even talked about this, but one of my favorite rants and raves has got to be the guy up in Michigan when he was talking about the Michigan football team, I believe it was. He kept saying pucker, pucker, pucker.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Oh, man, it was
hilarious.
Was
that this year?
Was he a coach or a fan?
It's been a couple years ago. He was not a coach. I think he was like either the play-by-play or, you know, one of the local media guys. But he just went on and on, ended up losing his voice while he was screaming out how they just totally puckered and choked. And it was hilarious. Anyways. I didn't know if anybody had called in about that. You guys should see if you can find it. It's a pretty interesting piece.
Yeah. If you can find a link, email me at thezone@1037thebuzz.com, Michael.
Yes, sir. I will try to do it.
Hey, appreciate it, bro. Thanks.
Always love a new rant.
Yeah, I like that.
A rant lead.
Hey, Kevin.
I know it's a little off topic, but one of my favorite rants, and it's just a go-to. I love listening to it every time I hear it, is when AI is talking about practice.
Oh, yeah.
Not a game. Practice. Nah.
How many three-time scoring champs you hear get talking about practice? Practice. That's a great one.
That's true.
That's one that you use. Some of those you use in everyday like vernacular, like that one.
No,
we
that
use
one.
It all the time. That one and cannot win with them, cannot coach with them, can't do it. We use that all the time, like in the van, driving up and down the road. Be like, where y'all want to stop to eat? And somebody will say someplace I don't like, and I'll be like, I cannot win or coach with that.
Yeah. Kevin, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Matt, if you can pull up any of the ones we just mentioned, the Jim Calhoun one is one of my all-time favorites, where the guy goes in there, and there was a lot of talk about the financial shortfall in Connecticut, and the guy went in to press Jim Calhoun. This guy was an internet reporter. He had no connection to a legitimate outlet at all, which doesn't make him automatically bad, but the guy had a bit of a reputation to do crap like this, and he tries to call out Calhoun. I also don't think it's okay for media members, if you're going to talk about something like that, to call out a coach in front of everybody else either, but there's a time and a place for most of this stuff. But Calhoun went right back at him. It was pretty outstanding.
Get some facts and come back and see me. Get some facts and come back and see me. Get some facts and come back and see me.
We make $12 million for this university.
Dollars.
Great. That was part of the rant as well.
I love
it. Funny. Let me see here.
So Calhoun's been getting it done for many years.
Chris Kane says Dan Lebatard's rant after the Heat won their first title is great. It was fantastic, if you can find that. Much to your chagrin. By the way, the Miami Heat playing the Indiana Pacers tonight. Your former champion and your future champion facing off tonight in South Beach at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I'll be watching. Will you? There's another game tonight, too. The Bulls are playing this evening as well.
And no one cares.
Well, poor Bulls.
Poor
Chicago's
Bulls.
At Houston, and everybody cares about Houston. We have like 17 connections to the University of Arkansas on that team.
And they've got such a great thing going. They got some real promise down there. The West is the best.
Indiana-Miami at 6. Chicago-Houston 8:30 tonight on ESPN. Both of them back-to-back fun times for you to get you over the hump on this hump day.
Does anybody who has TVs that's a friend of the Buzz as far as
I don't know who. Who sells TVs?
No. What establishment has TVs and maybe sells libations for adults?
Jim's Raised by Pizza is one of my all-time favorites.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Good place to hang out.
I think
eat,
I might go there and watch
drink
it
and be so merry. Mm-hmm. Come on out tonight. I'll buy a pizza. It's family night.
Is it family night?
I can get a pizza and a mini pizza for free. I buy a large pizza, any toppings, I get a mini pizza free. Bam. You kidding me? At the location on Highway 10 near Taylor Loop, Morgan Mommel, or in Hot Springs. All three locations have the same Wednesday night deal.
Gosh.
It's special. And if you're looking for an NBA doubleheader watch party location,
come on in here at Jim's Razorback
Pizza. Can coach with them, can eat with them, can work with them. Jim's Razorback Pizza. Glad you asked, my friend. I'm glad you asked. Yeah, we'll be there tonight watching the game. In fact, I'm taking Matty T and a special someone out for a little bite to eat and a little practice tonight. Matt, I didn't tell you that, but I hope that's okay with you.
I'll have to check my other plans.
Oh, boy.
But they're probably flexible, though.
I mean, bring her along. I don't care. Whatever you got to do. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's going to be early. I mean, I don't stay up past like 9. I mean, it's all good. You can get that done and get out. Oh, I hear the song in the background. There it is, a little Powerball Christmas. Okay, quickly, I'm going to run through this list, and then we're going to come back. And I think we've got Michael Felder coming up after the break. Is that correct?
Cool.
Correctamundo.
Toby.
Great Toby call, Toby.
Dynamite drop-in, Tobes.
Broadcast school's really paying off. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? The other one I was going to mention was when John L. Smith, when he was at Michigan State, went crazy.
Yeah.
Because I think they something was either timeouts or a field goal. And
the coaches are screwing it up.
Yeah, he went on as assistant coaches and went crazy.
Yeah,
it was right
that's
before
a good one for
half
sure.
When they interviewed him.
You're right, Dan. We've got that one in the system, I know. Unfortunately, Jeff Long had not seen that particular interview before he hired him as the interim. But you know what? Jeff Long has come back and admitted, I made a mistake.
Smile!